USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. No jurors seated permanently after day one of Donald Trump's historic hush money trial in New York. Voir dire will continue Tuesday. Coming out of the courtroom, Trump said New York Judge Walmer Chan will not allow him a chance to attend a key U.S. Supreme Court hearing on his immunity case next week.
Next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court on a hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. And the judge, of course, is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge.
Trump was also outraged about a dispute with the judge around whether Trump could attend his son Barron's graduation. Anti-Israel protest actions Monday causing mass disruptions all across the country, including in New York, California, near air assembly facilities and elsewhere. At one point, a crowd of demonstrators were clashing with NYPD officers on the Brooklyn Bridge. On the West Coast, protesters reportedly blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. Protest crowds also popped up on Wall Street in Manhattan, the Port of Long Beach, California, and elsewhere. Retired Air Force Lieutenant General David Deptula says he thinks that there was coordination.
They certainly are an example of information warfare on the part of terrorists and those who support Iran.
Earlier, protesters blocked an entrance to a jet engine plant in Connecticut and chained themselves to a Boeing plant in St. Louis. The feds now involved in the Key Bridge collapse investigation, John Schaefer explains.
The FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation. Agents have boarded the cargo ship that crashed into a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Washington Post is reporting part of the investigation is focused on whether or not the crew left the port knowing the ship had electrical problems.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell says the Biden administration had no business lecturing Israel on how it should respond to Iran's drone and rocket attacks over the weekend. On the Senate floor Monday, McConnell said the White House should maintain a hard line against Iran.
The fact that our collective defenses worked in this case doesn't obviate the threat. It doesn't make the need to compel Iran to change its behavior any less urgent.
McConnell says Iran must pay meaningful costs for the weekend attacks. A Republican leader over in the House has proposed Israel work to destroy Iran's drone and rocket attack and production capability. Idaho's ban on gender modification treatments will remain in effect while a case against it is resolved in the courts. U.S. Supreme Court justices made that ruling Monday. Under the 2023 law, physicians who offer hormone therapy, puberty blockers, or other gender services to people under 18 can be put in prison for up to a decade. The FBI is launching a criminal investigation into the Baltimore Bridge collapse from last month. Agents have boarded the cargo ship responsible for colliding with a support pillar of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The Washington Post says that part of the inquiry is examining whether the crew departed the port despite knowing about electrical issues on the ship. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.